Our scripture reading comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verses 1 through 17. Now there was this Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I say to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the spirit." Nicodemus went to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that God gave the only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." This is the living word of God. Thanks be to God. Holy, gracious one, pour out your spirit that blows where it chooses, moves where it moves, and calls us by name as we gather here in this space. Pour out that Spirit, O God, on us so that we may reset our focus on you, so that we too may have vision to see your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. By your gracious presence, ignite our hearts and guide our lives this day. Amen. Today is the Sunday to reset our focus. It is the second Sunday in Lent. And this story of Nicodemus is a perfect story to talk about how do we do that? How do we reset our focus so our focus is on things that God calls us to focus on? Let me start with whining for a little bit, shall I? So this week was a really, really long week. This last weekend, I went to the Board of Ordained Ministry interviews, and I was there for 4 or 5 days, and I spent 15 hours a day sitting still. If you know me, this is really, really, really difficult. It made for a very long sock that I was making. I just kept knitting and knitting and knitting away. This week, after I got home from the Board of Ordained Ministry interviews, I went to the YMCA, not just once, but twice. First time for a massage and the second time to work out. I've had pastoral visits and conversations this week. I also went to see Wicked at Proctor's this past Tuesday night, I think it was. It was a long drive and a late night, but it was a really fun show. I had a Zoom meeting with a group from the conference, including the bishop, this week. I do not like Zoom meetings. I do not like seeing myself in the little camera, the little box on the side of my laptop frame. I just don't like to see that. I'd rather have mute on so that I didn't have to look at myself as I'm just sitting there staring at a computer screen. I drove to Vermont to pick up my son for spring break. Their traffic was horrible. The traffic, it took me over 5.5 hours to get him, bring him back home, which is unusually long for this trip. So it took me a long time, and I was quite whiny. I had confirmation this past weekend, and for some odd reason, Dick, I cannot figure out how to get that light, that sensor light, to stop coming on. So there I am. I finally get to bed. It's about midnight. And I'm laying on my blow-up mattress in my office. And I think I shut it off. I think I got the motion sensor turned off. And about 12:31, I roll over. And when I roll over, boom, all the lights come on. I was way too cold in my office to get up and to fix this. So we need to talk before next confirmation retreat. And perhaps my office isn't conducive, period, for overnight guests. I don't know. I also went to see The Shack yesterday. This was one long, long week. The focus had to shift from moment to moment, from thing to thing, from one moment to another, from one event, from one conversation to another, all week long. I had to reset my focus. And in the midst of it all, let me tell you how God has been working on me. You see, I think Jesus invites Nicodemus, and I think Jesus invites us too through the story of Nicodemus to reset our focus. I think the Gospel of John in its entirety does the same thing. It invites us to go from darkness into light. It invites us to go from doubt into faith. It invites us to go from confusion and uncertainty into love. God's encompassing love. It invites us to go from death into life. The Gospel of John invites us to reset our focus this second Sunday in Lent. So here's how God is resetting my focus this second Sunday in Lent through the story of Nicodemus. That Board of Ordained Ministry meeting where I sat for 4 days for 15 hours was also an event where I listened to 24 people express their call into ministry, hearing the ways that God calls them and uses them in the life of the church. And I was blessed. I went to the YMCA twice this week. That is more than I went last week. Thanks be to God. I'm working on it. The Zoom meeting was productive, and I had a really great conversation with a bunch of colleagues on that Zoom meeting, even in the midst of watching myself move about on the top right-hand side of my computer screen. I went to see the show Wicked. Now, if something is going to reset your focus, go see the show Wicked. As we were leaving the theater, my niece said to me, "Now I feel really bad for the Wicked Witch. Now I feel really bad for the Wicked Witch and the Wizard of Oz. Who knew all this stuff can be possible?" We had this incredible conversation on all the way home from Schenectady about not making assumptions. To reset our focus, we do that all the time, don't we? We make assumptions about why people are behaving the way they are, why people are doing what they're doing, and what causes this, that, and the other thing, and we judge so quickly. And yet the Bible tells us not to do just that thing. And we do it all of the time. Yes, my office was cold. Yes, the lights kept going on. But I also had the opportunity to spend time with 15 of the young people of this community of faith. Can you go to the pictures of the next one? Next. That one. So I was able to spend time with these young people from this congregation. And this is an activity. I sat there and watched while 16 young people put post-it notes on the back of one another with all of the gifts and strengths and beauty that they have identified in each other. 15 youth affirmed one another. So what did they do with those post-it notes, you wonder? One would imagine at 14, 15 years old, you might throw those away. No. They took all those words of affirmation and hope and promise for their lives, and they put them in their journal. Each youth had 15 post-it notes on their back. 15 words of affirmation, 15 words of assurance that God is working in them and through them, and that their peers can actually see it. How does God want to reset your focus this second Sunday in Lent? How we see the world matters. How we see the world also determines how we will live out our faith in the world. It determines whether or not we will come to Jesus in the dark of night instead of the light of day, being afraid that others may see who it is we worship and who it is we follow. Being fearful to let other people know that this God has sent Jesus into the world so that we may know love, faith, light, and hope. So that we won't be stuck with our old patterns of thinking, our old ways of behaving, so that we won't be stuck in this rut. In the movie The Shack, there is this moment where the lead character in the show, in the movie and in the book, Mac is in this boat, and the boat is beginning to sink. This is a familiar story, isn't it? The boat begins to sink, and he's surrounded by all this muck and all this stuff. He's surrounded by all of his own misery, his own despair, his own anger. And that's all he can see. And in that moment, Jesus shows up and helps him redirect his focus. Not on earthly things, but on Jesus, who intends to bring him healing and hope, light and faith. On this second Sunday in Lent, I invite you to encounter the Holy and ask how it is that God is inviting you to reset your focus. Reset it so that you can live by faith. Reset it so that you can love extravagantly just like God does. Refocus your faith so that those moments will be filled with joy, hope, and promise. Because that's what God's love does for our lives. May you journey this week with a reset in your focus so that you too may be blessed by the incredible things God does in our lives and in our world. I thank God for this wild ride of this week and all the moments that God taught me something new. And may it be so with you. Amen.